It's Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. An ex-staffer for former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is looking to become Nevada's next Secretary of State. Democrat Cisco Aguilar announced his candidacy Tuesday. The Las Vegas attorney previously represented the Nevada System of Higher Education, Nevada Athletic Commission, as well as several prominent athletes. So far, Aguilar is the only Democrat to declare a run. Former Assemblyman Jim Marchant and Sparks City Councilman Christopher Dehier have announced their intent to run for the Republican nomination. Whoever wins will replace Republican Barbara Sagafsky, who has come under fire from groups alleging fraud in the 2020 general election, despite all evidence to the contrary. Sagafsky is termed out and ineligible to run for re-election. A conservative group alleging Nevada's Secretary of State failed to do her job during the 2020 election has dropped its latest lawsuit. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports the suit filed by several former elected Republicans claimed vote totals were diluted by ballots cast by non-citizens. The lawsuit aimed to push Secretary Barbara Sagafsky to remove non-citizens from the state's voter rolls, which is something her office already does. The state previously asked a Carson City judge to drop the case in February, citing a lack of evidence. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak and state lawmakers are considering how to best use nearly $2.7 billion in federal pandemic relief. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
The U.S. Treasury Department this week released guidelines about the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion federal coronavirus relief package. State and local governments will be allowed to use their share of the funds to backfill some revenue shortfalls, create relief programs for businesses and at-risk populations, along with public health. State officials also expect to receive billions more in funds specifically designed for local governments, schools, and other infrastructure. The funding will allow Nevada to avoid painful budget cuts, but could provoke future battles in the legislature over how to best spend it. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
The latest coronavirus relief package includes $20 billion for tribal governments. On Monday, the U.S. Treasury Department announced the highly anticipated allocation formula for that money. The department will use self-reported tribal citizenship and employment numbers to divide up the funding. Gabe Aguilar is president of the Mescalero Apache tribe in southern New Mexico. He says his tribe plans to spend the aid on a housing project.
What we realized during the pandemic is that we have quite a bit of families, you know, where they're just overcrowded. The reason we found out is one got COVID, all of them got COVID.
Aguilar was hoping the size of each tribe's land base would be factored into the allocation formula, but he says it does a good job balancing competing tribal interests. Some tribes could receive funding as soon as this week. The Biden administration says it is considering a ban on new mining on large expanses of public land in western states. The goal is to protect a struggling bird species, the greater sage grouse. The Interior Department announced Tuesday that the ban will cover millions of acres of land and comes in response to a February court order. A temporary ban on mining was imposed under former President Barack Obama, but dropped by the Trump administration. The affected lands are in Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Utah, and Wyoming. The sage grouse has lost territory to human development and wildfires, and its population plummeted in recent decades. Washoe County's top public health official says he supports COVID-19 vaccination requirements before students can return to school this fall. According to KRNV, Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick says it's a way to protect students and staff from the coronavirus. School officials say they'll support the health district's recommendation on the matter. The Nevada System of Higher Education also recently announced plans to draft a COVID-19 vaccination requirement for students returning this fall. A Sparks police officer is seeking $1 million in damages. That's after he was suspended for 4 days for making threats against Black Lives Matter activists on his personal social media account. Sparks city leaders voted on Monday to hire independent counsel to defend the city against the lawsuit filed last month by George Forbush. The lawsuit argues the city violated Forbush's constitutional right to free speech. One of his posts last summer said he planned to, quote, build a couple AR pistols just for BLM, Antifa, or active shooters, end quote, who cross his path without social distancing. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, May 12th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.